Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Furiously Happy, A Funny Book About Horrible Things by Jenny Lawson. Is a comic memoir about living with severe depression, anxiety, insomnia, obsessive compulsive symptoms, autoimmune illness, and the social misunderstandings that often surround mental health. Lawson, widely known from her online writing as the Bloggess, does not present the book as a clinical guide or a systematic self-help program. Instead, she uses personal essays, absurd situations, family exchanges, and deliberately excessive humor to describe what it feels like to move between psychological pain and moments of intense joy. The central purpose is to make mental illness visible without reducing the narrator to illness. Lawson frames happiness not as a stable condition or a moral achievement, but as something sometimes pursued aggressively, irrationally, and briefly, because the darker periods are real. The book belongs to humor memoir, but its deeper function is stigma reduction through candid, eccentric, and emotionally direct storytelling. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, furious happiness as deliberate resistance to depressive collapse. The defining idea of the book is that happiness can become an act of resistance rather than a passive emotional reward. Lawson describes severe depression as a condition that can remove agency, distort self-perception, and make ordinary functioning feel impossible. Against that background, the phrase furiously happy does not mean constant cheerfulness. It means choosing, when possible, to seize moments of pleasure with unusual intensity, because those moments may be temporary and hard won. This concept matters because it avoids two common simplifications. It does not deny suffering, and it does not treat happiness as a simple decision available at all times. Instead, it recognizes that a person with mental illness may experience life in extremes, with periods of despair existing alongside unusually vivid experiences of delight. Lawson turns this volatility into a philosophy of defiance. Joy becomes something claimed in opposition to the illness, not proof that the illness was imaginary. The practical insight is that emotional survival may depend on identifying experiences that feel personally meaningful, even if they look strange or excessive to outsiders. This reframes recovery as irregular, personal, and sometimes messy, rather than neat self-improvement. Secondly, humor is a way to make frightening subjects speakable. Lawson uses humor not merely to entertain, but to create emotional access to subjects many readers might otherwise avoid. Depression, panic, intrusive thoughts, medication, social anxiety, and suicidal despair can be difficult to discuss directly because they invite fear, shame, or overserious distance. The book repeatedly offsets those subjects with outrageous images, strange arguments, taxidermied animals, awkward domestic scenes, and improbable social situations. This pattern does not trivialize mental illness when it works well. Rather, it gives readers a route into the subject without forcing them to remain in dread. Humor also changes the power dynamic. By describing fear and dysfunction in comic language, Lawson refuses to let illness control the entire tone of the story. The laughter is often uncomfortable because it comes from recognition, not denial. Readers who share similar experiences may see their own irrational fears or coping rituals reflected without being pathologized. Readers who do not share them may gain a more humane understanding of how mental illness can coexist with wit, intelligence, and daily absurdity. The book, therefore, uses comedy as a social and psychological bridge, making private distress more communicable. Thirdly, eccentricity and weirdness as forms of self-acceptance. A major thread in Furiously Happy is the refusal to separate mental health from personality, creativity, and eccentricity in a simplistic way. Lawson often presents herself as socially awkward, impulsive, obsessive, morbidly curious, and drawn to bizarre objects or scenarios. The book does not argue that every quirk is caused by illness, nor that illness should be romanticized. Instead, it suggests that people are often pressured to edit themselves into a narrower version of normality, and that pressure can intensify shame. By embracing weirdness, Lawson creates a space in which imperfection is not automatically treated as failure. Her use of strange animals, odd costumes, and unusual adventures gives concrete shape to this idea. These details are funny, but they also signal a larger claim. A meaningful life does not have to resemble socially approved images of composure, productivity, or taste. This matters especially in the context of mental illness, where people are often judged by how well they appear to function. Lawson offers a counterimage in which disarray, vulnerability, and absurdity can coexist with love, creativity, and connection. Self-acceptance becomes less about polished confidence and more about refusing self-erasure. Fourthly, mental illness depicted as ordinary, chronic, and socially misunderstood. One of the strongest contributions of the memoir is its portrayal of mental illness as neither exotic tragedy nor temporary bad mood. Lawson repeatedly emphasizes that depression and anxiety can persist even when life appears successful, loving, or externally stable. This challenges the misconception that a person must have an obvious reason to be depressed, or that gratitude alone should end psychological suffering. The book also addresses the frustration of being offered simplistic cures, moral judgments, or dismissive advice about medication and treatment. By placing these issues inside everyday scenes, Lawson shows how stigma often appears through casual comments rather than overt cruelty. The memoir, therefore, broadens the conversation beyond diagnosis and symptoms. It examines what it is like to manage illness while being expected to explain it to people who misunderstand its nature. The chronic quality is important. Lawson does not frame mental health as a single dramatic crisis followed by a clean resolution. Instead, she presents cycles of coping, relapse, humor, exhaustion, and return. This gives the book credibility for readers who know that treatment and resilience rarely follow a straight line. Lastly, community and candor is antidotes to isolation. Although the book is centered on personal experience, it repeatedly points toward community as a crucial counterforce to isolation. Lawson had already built a readership through her online writing, and Furiously Happy reflects the relationship between candid self-disclosure and collective recognition. When she writes openly about depression, anxiety, and irrational fears, the value is not only confession. It is the creation of language that lets others identify themselves without feeling uniquely broken. This is especially significant because mental illness often persuades people that their thoughts are shameful, incomprehensible, or burdensome. The memoir disrupts that isolation by presenting symptoms and fears in a voice that is direct, funny, and socially inviting. The effect is not the same as professional therapy or medical treatment, and the book does not claim to replace those supports. Its contribution is cultural and interpersonal. It helps normalize conversation around subjects that are often hidden. The reader benefit comes from recognition, whether personal or empathetic. Lawson shows that speaking honestly about mental illness can build a shared space where pain is acknowledged, absurdity is allowed, and survival is less solitary. In conclusion, Furiously Happy is best suited for readers who appreciate irreverent humor and are willing to encounter serious mental health material through a deliberately chaotic comic voice. It will be especially meaningful for people living with depression, anxiety, or related conditions who want recognition rather than clinical instruction. It can also benefit family members, friends, and general readers who want a less sanitized understanding of what mental illness can feel like from the inside. The practical value lies in its permission to define joy personally, to discuss psychological pain without shame, and to reject the idea that visible humor cancels invisible suffering, intellectually. The book is useful as an example of how memoir can challenge stigma more effectively than abstract argument because it links symptoms, personality, relationships, and culture in lived experience. Compared with many mental health memoirs, it stands out for its extreme tonal contrast. Lawson does not rely on solemn confession alone, nor does she turn hardship into a tidy lesson. The absurdity is not decorative. It is part of the coping method and part of the argument. The result is a book that occupies a distinctive space between comedy, advocacy, and personal testimony. If you would like to support Jenny Lawson, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.